Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Rishvi Moshe ben Eitan of Ramalevi, Sarachan Shabbat Sahaba Nechama, Moshe Tzviben Frida Simcha, Yehuda ben Margalit Sara, Yishai Dov Levi ben Neri, Shmuel ben Elisheva, they shall have a refuah and bracha and simcha and everything good, and Varacha bas Miriam Chava, and Daniel Simcha ben Chava Rezel, and Rivka Esther bas Elio Peretz, bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'asei yideihem. And for Reb Shmuel ben Yamin Mitishna Rachaleya, and David Shukra Allah ben Rachel, and for Shmuel Tzvi ben David Akiva, and for Yaakov Dov ben David HaKohen. So we have a lot of good Yidden who are going to have a schus of this Torah. We're learning the Pachad Yitzchak, Rosh Hashanah Maimer Ches. It says in the Pasuk at Tehillim, a famous Pasuk, Ki Imcha Aslicha Laman Tivare, Aslicha is with you, God, in order that we should fear. It says Rav Acha, Mufketzi Aslicha Biyotcha, Mi Rosh Hashanah Vad Yom HaKippurim. Aslicha is deposited in your hand from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur. We have to explain to ourselves what this pikadon of Slicha is. Mufkedus hi Slicha biyadcha mi Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom HaKippur. What's this pikadon? What's this deposit that we give Hashem, that Hashem has from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur? And we have to be mitzarif the brayse of Avodah Zarah and the maisa of Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya, who was very, very connected to sin, and then he did tshuva, and he sat between two big mountains, and he put his head between his knees, and he cried until his neshama left him. And a baskol came out and said, the Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya was ready and prepared for Chai Olam Haba. And then Rebbe cried, there's some people who are a cone of their world in one moment. Not only that, the Balei Tshuva, they're Makabal Balei Tshuva, they're called Rebbe. The Baskel went out and said, Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya is already a Rebbe. This person who was so immersed in the worst type of arise to Gaveris. So we have to understand the kesher between the madrega of tshuva and the madrega of the title Rebbe. Why is tshuva different than all mitzvahs and maisim tovim, with respect to the fact that it confers upon a person the title Rebbe? Maman of shach, if Rebbe is achieved by godless b'chochma, so then how does it help if one does tshuva? Doesn't make one a Rebbe. And if godless b'maisim tovim is what does it, then why dafka bal tshuva? What's the chiddush? Pshita. Anybody who's maisim tovim says bal tshuva is also a good guy. So he also becomes Rebbe. So what's the mahalach? Mahalach is as follows. From Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, we learn that the Chachamim say that Divrei Torah Mechaper is because ain emes ela Torah. The only emes is Torah. Shene Mikra Omer, and the Pasuk says, Chesed ve'emes yichupar oven. With Chesed and Emes, sin will be atoned for. So you see, Torah is Emes, and Emes is Mechaper oven. We see from this that the Koach HaKapara that is encapsulated, that is contained within Divrei Torah, stems from the fact that it has a Madrega of Emes. It's clear that the makor of this matter is in the fact that the midah of emes is one of the 13 midos with which the world is conducted. And it says explicitly that all of the yud gimel midos are part of the seder kabbalas hatshuva v'kaparasa. Like it says, derech tshuva horesa. And when there's a gilui of the yud gimel midos to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that when the Jewish people sin before me, let them do the seder of yud gimel midos and amochel. But the yesod that emes is poeles in the Seder HaTshuva and the Kapara requires explanation, because the Shaychus of other Midas with the Inyan of Tshuva is very clear, that the whole Inyan of Chesed and Nisius Avon and Nikayon Vinakei Nosei Avon, so these relate to Tshuva. But how does MS make its way? How does it make the cut? How does it get put on that list of the Midas HaTshuva? Emes is one of the midos of tshuva. Why is that? So we have to add first an explanation in the midah of Rav Chesed. It's clear that the shaychus of this midah to tshuva dafka is explained as Rabbeinu Yonah in his Psichas Dvar of Bishari Tshuva Min HaTovos אשר היטיב השם יתברך עם ברואיו, כי הכין להם הדרך לעלות מתוך פחת מעשיהם ולנוס מפח פשעיהם. That one of the great favors that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to his creations is that he prepared for them a way to go up from their evil deeds and to run away from their from the container of their sins. Lalos mitoch pachas ha-maisim, from these maisim p'chusim, from these terrible deeds. V'lonos and to run away mipach, same word. Pishehem, their sins. Mesilas Yesharim explains, what's the tova? The tova is that l'fi shuras ha-din, if you sin, there's nothing, you can't fix it anymore. Person killed his friend. Probably weren't such good friends. How are you attacking such a thing? Can you remove this from the mitzvahs? Only tshuva gives chotim chesed gomor. That akiras ratzon is like akiras ha-maisa. Sin shouldn't be able to be erased, but it is, because that's the gift of tshuva, that's the tova of Hashem. And that's rav chesed. Without rav chesed, there'd be no kapara, there'd be no tshuva. You can't erase the past. The chesed of tshuva is that you can erase the past. Kimt echad michachmei hador shelefaneinu v'chanan Wasserman. And he says, wait a second. If it's true that the only reason you can erase the past is because of the great chesed of Hashem, how do you explain the Gemara about Tovah L'Rishonos? A person who regrets doing good deeds. It says in the end of the first parak of Kedushin, he loses all of his chuyos. And even if he was a tzadik gomor, he loses all of his mitzvahs. So you see that charata is oker mitzvahs. Being oker mitzvahs is mitzad hadin. It's not a chesed that he loses his mitzvahs. It's a strict letter of the law. So just like by mitzvahs, by strict letter of law, you can erase the past, we should say the same by averus. Many, many terutzim have been given to this kasha on the Mesilas Yesharim. The Mesilas Yesharim says that tshuva is only achieved because it's chesed that you can erase the past. But how does that shtim with the fact, how does that dovetail with the fact that you see that the same mechanism applies to mitzvahs? You can also erase the mitzvahs of the past. If it's just a chesed, it shouldn't apply to mitzvahs. And many people give shver, forced interpretations. But the Havana HaPnimis is as we are going to explain. For many psukim in the Torah, we learn that we can talk about Ra and Tov in the context of death and life. And this is the fundamental difference between the transition from Ra to Tov and the transition from Tov to Ra. That just like the shinui of a matzav, a person goes from life to death, that's teva. Naturally speaking, one goes from life to death. Now we're all alive. But after 120, melikten der erda rein, as they say in Portuguese. That's it. Death is a mahalach tivi. In contrast, from death to life has no mahalach in teva. So too, when going from good to evil, you don't need to leave Shuras Hadin. It's easy to lose the good and go to evil. That's Teva. But to go from evil to good, for that you need Yitzhiya Mimal Shuras Hadin. Just like going from life to death, which is like good to evil. That's Teva. So too, going from good to evil is Teva. But taking evil and turning it into good, that's above Teva, just like being dead and then coming back to life is above Teva. And the explanation of this distinction has to be explained as follows. That everything that has life, that has vitality, requires sustenance. Sustenance only is received through mizonos. The vibrancy, the life, is only sustained through mizonos, through some sort of support. And if there's no mizonos, if there is no support, sustenance, then it automatically goes to death. If a person stops eating, then he dies. That's the reality. Good also needs mizonos in order to remain good. What's the mazon of mizon of tov that allows it to remain vibrant and alive? That is faith in the value of good. If a person doesn't believe and the value of good, then the metzius of good evaporates. Like the Rav Futner says in Pachat Yitzchak, Shachoy de Sha'aviv and Pesach and Maimer Zaynos Gimel, that a kofer does a mitzvah as a misasek. It counts as if he did it completely accidentally, had no intention. And a misasek is nothing because he doesn't believe in the value of good, so his deeds have no value. So when a person regrets the good deeds that he did, it's not because the charata is ochre the metzias. It's because if he's mischarate and his maisim tovim, he doesn't believe in them. And if he doesn't believe in them, then they have no more chiyus. So when a person dies of hunger, it's not uprooting life. It's just life needs parnasa, life needs support, and he no longer has support. And that's in the transition from good to evil, from life to death. Mashein kein, the other direction, when going from death to life, from ra to tov, ra doesn't lose its existence, b'derech shel afisa. That's why a dead person doesn't need mizonas. If you don't feed a dead person for 2 weeks, he's not going to come back to life. He's going to remain dead. So dead is automatic. Dead remains that way. Memela, in order to bring from death to life, for that you need a special meat of Rav Chesed. So Faren for Tekasha. Kasha was, if it's such a chesed, tshuva, to uproot the past, why does it also apply to mitzvahs? And the teretz is, because by mitzvahs, when one regrets the past, it's because the past has no more mizonos. So naturally, he's going to lose his tov, his mitzvahs, his chuyos. But when it comes to going from regretting the past of one's averus, so they don't have chiyos anymore. You don't need to give chiyos to averus. Averus is death. Death remains alive on its own. Death remains dead on its own. So the ra remains. So in order to change the ra to tov, there you need a mahalach, me'al derech ha-teva, of a special rav chesed. So from this, gevaldik, from this, we learn that if the transition from good to evil required the uprooting of the good, just like a Baal Tshuva has to uproot the evil, then charata wouldn't help. Charata wouldn't help, because charata doesn't help to uproot good. Good only is uprooted automatically. And now we come to the pula of Midos HaEmes in the Seder HaTshuva, in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. It says, Ushmi havoya lo nodati lehem, Rashi explains, lo neglesi aleihem b'midos hamitus sheli. So I haven't showed myself to them, and then Hashem Havoya. That's my mid of MS. So you see that the Gilui B'Shem Havoya is the Gilui of Hashem's mid of MS. Ushmi Havoya lo nodati, I haven't showed them my mid of MS. So what's the pshat? So the explanation is as follows. All sfeikas in fulfilling haftachos are only because of the haftachos in the future. And therefore, because there is a duration of time from now until the future, we're not sure if the haftach of the promise is going to be fulfilled. And therefore, b'shas gili hamida shel shem havoya, when revealing the mida of havoya, that this mida denotes that haya hove v'yia b'shor shechad, and the shem havoya you have was, is, and will be above, transcending all differences in time of Avar, Hove, and Asid, Memela, the future has the same clarity and the same surety and the same certainty as the past. And that's why I said, Shmi Hashem, lo nodati. I didn't show them my mid of MS. I was Maftiach and I wasn't Mekayim. Meaning, if I would have shown them a mid of MS, then the future would have been as clear as the present and the past. The Jewish people are promised that at the end of days they're going to do tshuva, Ba'achris Hayomim. The Jewish people, v'shafta, sha'ar yashuv banecha, that at the end of days, the Jewish people are going to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look in Dvarim. Dalet Lamed. Yeshaya Yud Chav Beis. This Haftacha is a Shiur B'matan Cheir HaCheiris Shel Kor HaBechira. It's like a part of the koach habechira, the freedom to choose, has been left over. In other words, there's one little nekuda where we have no free choice. Because if we're completely free to choose, then it's going to be 50-50. Shikul hakochol shel hatov v'hara, that'd be 50-50. And what's the understanding, what's the meaning of this haftacha? That even though kochos hara were given the power to wage war, to contradict, to oppose, is the word I was looking for, the tov, to wage war against it and to make it stumble, and eretz nitna biyad resha, as it says, similar in Eof, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chof Dalit. Nevertheless, he doesn't have this ra, the possibility of destroying the tzara tov. And so, everything is going to come back into the world of Kedusha. And this promise is being machriya, the mishkal. It's weighing down the scales to the tzad ha-tov. And that's the pe'ula of the midah of Rav Chesed. That there's more of a chance for good than there is for bad. There's a shir in the matan cheres of Korach HaBechira that ultimately good is going to win, Chesed's going to win. And now the pe'ula of midas ha-chesed starts. Because the koach of the midah of amitus of Hashem shines its clarity into of the tshuva of the future into the present. And every Baal tshuva is included in this mahalach of Asidim Yisrael Sheyasu tshuva. Because that's what the future is, that we're definitely going to do tshuva. That tips the scales in favor of Tov. And that future, when you're in the world of MS, the future and the past and the present are the same. Memele, when you're doing tshuva now, you're included in this mahalach of a seed in Yisrael, lasas tshuva. But often, that the source of the koach of tshuva to uproot what you did is because of the clarity of the fact of tshuva in the future, and because of this, tshuva is its own category amongst all mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. So when we're talking about hanochas tefillin, for example, it doesn't matter if this hanocha of ma'asim tefillin is going to be done in the end or not, or it can be is it going to be exist in the future or not, or maybe in the future tefillin is going to chas v'shalom be misbatel. My nafkamina now, my shenkeim the mitzvah of tshuva, we wouldn't be able to do it if not for the brirus of the Yitzia of Tshuva, Menakoach El HaPoel, for the clarity that in the future Tshuva is going to be actualized. Because without this Brirus, the Ra would not be uprooted through Charotos and Kabbalos. Just like Tov is not uprooted by Charotos and Kabbalos. And the essence of this Chiddush is that the relationship between the possibility of tshuva in the present and the necessity of tshuva at the end of days is the opposite from the order in other inyanim. In other inyanim, first you have the possibility and then you have the necessity. First something could be, and then you say, not only could it be, but it must be. But with respect to tshuva, the seder is the opposite. We don't say that not only is tshuva possible, but it must come at the end. No. Dafka, because it must come at the end, therefore it's possible today as well. What gives us the power of tshuva is the fact that in the future we are going to have to do tshuva. It's a necessity, and that's what gives us the power today. And the reason is, like we explained, that if the kochos of Tov and Ra were equal, tshuva would not be able to help. Because then the din of transition from Ra to Tov would mamish be like the din of the transition from Tov to Ra. Because since the kochos of Tov and Ra are equal, there is no way to make a distinction between them. So we know that when it comes from going from Tov to Ra, you're not losing, the person's not losing the Tov because of his charata. It's not that charata uproots it. It's that it just no longer has mizonos. But charata can't change anything. So if we were 50-50, we would say the same about Ra to Tov. That charata can't change anything. The whole possibility of tshuva is because in the war of free choice between Tov and Ra, the kochos, the two sides of the equation, are not equal. There is a hachra letzad hatov. That's the Rav Chesed v'emes. There's this Rav Chesed that's machria letzad hatov. That there's nekuda where Tov overpowers Ra. And that allows one, that enables one to do tshuva. And where does that stem from? From the tshuva of Achris Hayom. Since Achris Hayom and Tov is going to overpower Ra. So now also, Tov can overpower Ra just with Charata. But if we're 50-50, then Charata wouldn't help, just like it doesn't help from Tov to Ra. It also doesn't help from Ra to Tov. So when a person's in the realm of Ra, he's done Ra. So how does he get to Tov? Because of the midah of Rav Chesed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows him, that since at the end of days we're going to do tshuva, that tshuva tips the scales in favor of Tov, and Mameli can do tshuva now. So that Rav Chesed comes together with the Emes, with the fact that the future is clear that we're going to do tshuva. Mameli, now I can do tshuva. We're tipping the scales in favor of good. But if we wouldn't have that future, and what would we say? We would say that it's 50-50, and going from Tov to Ra doesn't, you can't do with Charata. As we explained before, that it's only because it just loses, it fizzles out. So to from Ra to Tov, Charata doesn't help. So that's where we get into the world of MS, the meat of MS. So in the world of it, it's so brilliant. Rufutner had such an analytical mind. The way he put everything together like a puzzle. It's gorgeous. So the achrech of tshuva lasid lavo, tshuva is in a different category. There's two dinim. There's a din normally in kol Torah kul in all of life. The first you have the possibility, and then you have the necessity. Here the necessity creates the possibility. You have the necessity in the future of being able to do tshuva. That tips the scales in favor of good, and that allows one just merely by being mischarek, by having regret, remorse, he can uproot the evil. And now we can understand the Matbeah Lashon of Chazal, they say about David HaMelech in Shmuel, Chav Gimel, that he's the Geber who come all. He was making the all of Tshuva, Zokt Chazal. He picked up the yoke of Tshuva. We find the Avos HaOlam, they had a Mida Miyuchedes, Titen Emes Liyakov, Chesed Lavram. But we don't find that they lifted up the all of their Mida. We don't find they lifted up the all. What's Pshat? He lifted up the all of Tshuva. It doesn't say Avram lifted up the all of Chesed. Yaakov lifted up the all of Emes. Why does it mean that David would lift up the all of Tshuva, the yoke of Tshuva? Since the possibility of Tshuva has no existence, if not for the necessity of Tshuva, Mimela, it emerges. That the inyan of the Nefesh David, which is unique to tshuva, is creating a world of tshuva in the present. Mitoch ha'echreach ha'tshuva be'atid. Creating a world of tshuva in the present because of the necessity of tshuva in the future. And that's the deeper meaning of Hakamas all shall tshuva. What's all? Ol is a necessity, it's a yoke. Being making the Ol of Tshuva is shining the light of the future, Hamuchrach, the necessity of the future, the fact that we're going to have to do future Ba'achris Hayomim, this Ol, into the possibility of today. And these words are extremely profound, sweetest and most beloved friends. Gevaldik. The all of true all is a yoke, it's a necessity, it's what it has to be. Being making all dafku of tshuva is the necessity of the future and the present. Vlod. Moreover, there's an extra hadgosha here. We know what Chazal say, that David wasn't royal as a maise. It was only k'day liton pischon peh lebalei tshuva. He shouldn't have done that maise with Bathsheba, but he did it in order to... It gives an opening for the balei tshuva. They can do tshuva. Zok the Maharal, that even though we find that even before David there was tshuva, Kai and Reuven, nevertheless, they didn't open tshuva in the world. Only David HaMelech, who was the first king from Shevet Yehuda, this madrega of opening up the Pesach of Tshuva in the world was ra'ui for David HaMelech, ubevadai, ein lanu esek bin istaris, mir farshteinish dem hidden zachin. We don't know the deep Kabbalah of the Maharal, but we can explain as follows, that since David was the first king, Memela, the Malchus of Achris Hayomim is Shaykh to David. David Melech Yisrael. Chai B'Kayim, go to the Kotel every Monday and Thursday morning and you'll hear it. David Melech, David Melech Yisrael, Chai, Chai B'Kayim. Or if you have a more Karl Bachian inclination, David Melech, Melech Yisrael, David Melech. Therefore, since David is Malchus of Achris Hayomim, he is unique to connect the necessity of tshuva b'Achris Hayomim with the possibility of tshuva even in earlier times. Because that's the holy gevaldik, it's the holy yesod of tshuva, is that the future shines into the present. And the yesod of David is the Chai B'Kayim, the future, the Malchus of Achris Hayomim, which shines into our present day. We continue this line of thought further. From what we learn here, we see that Avodas HaTshuva doesn't get its sustenance from the present, only from the Tshuva of the future, and therefore it needs the Midah of Emes and the Yud Gimel Midas. So we see from here a Chiddush. That the avodah of tshuva is very close in its pnimius to the yisod of horah of teaching, because in every inyan first there's the psak, and then there's the maisa. It's better if the psak comes through a maisa rab. When you have a story, when somebody actually does something, that's better. But normally, you have a psak, and then you have a maisa. And sometimes the psak comes through a maisa. But in tshuva, the etzem halemaisa of avodas hatshuva contains in its pnimius a peula that is very close to teaching. Like Chazal said, that the Jewish people only sin in order to be moreh tshuva the rabbim. Lo chata David, elek de lohoros tshuva the yachid. The Jews sin in order to show that tshuva can be done. The sin with the ego, the rabbim can do tshuva. David sin to show that tshuva can be done by the yachid. And the Maral says, what's the pshat? That the horo of tshuva, he al yidei shehamadrega elyona shel tshuva nigleta v'nimtzea. Ba'olam, what's the pshat? That the madrega, the elevated madrega of tshuva, was revealed and found in the world. That's the Horas HaTshuva. The reason there's Horas HaTshuva is because the Madrega Yon of Tshuva was revealed in the world. What do these words mean? We don't find that teaching, paskening, the mitzvah of tefillin is going to come when somebody does a ma'aseh v'anachas tefillin. Other mitzvahs as well. There's the psak, and then there's what you do. Tell you that it's on Shabbos, they tell you how to make kiddush. This is the psak, and then you actually go ahead and make kiddush. But in mitzvahs tshuva, we find, what's the uniqueness of tshuva? That the etzem hora is strengthened by the lamaisa. We see, we learn in the Maimer and Maimer Lamed Gimel, that nis'atef HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'shliach tzibur, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself like a shliach tzibur, and he showed them tshuva. It's a huge chiddush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to actually show us that he wrapped himself and he said the Yud Gimel Mitzvos. And he said, if you do Keseder Hazel, I'll be mochel you. And on this, the Maharal writes that the reason is that the Horah is strengthened and helped by the Maisa because Tshuva is a Madrega Elyona. And therefore, the revelation and the finding of Tshuva in the world is Shayich to Horah, to teaching. And according to our Derech, everything becomes clear. Because what's Horah? Horah is revealing the dinim of the Tzivui. And the befoal of being Mekayim the Tzivui. And therefore, in all inyanim, you have the befoal, which is built by Yesod HaTzivui. You have the commandment, and then you have the fulfillment of the commandment. But the Tzivui is not built on the Yesod of the befoal. The commandment isn't built on the doing, on the actualization, on the practice. The practice is built on the commandment. Commandment is not built on the practice. And therefore, the befoal, the actualization, is bifnei atzma. And the pu'ula is not shayach to hara. Masha'en kein in tshuva, the etzem atzivui of tshuva is built on the befoal of tshuva. Because without the befoal of tshuva, without the actualization of tshuva ba'achris hayomim, it would be impossible to command one to do tshuva in the present. Any befoal in tshuva, besides being a kiyum of the tzivui of tshuva, it's also mitzaref, all befoal of tshuva, besides being a kiyum of the tzivui of tshuva, it's also mitzaref to the yisod of the tzivui ha-tshuva. We're only able to, we're commanded to do tshuva. Tshuva is effective because we have tshuva ba'achris hayomim. Since we have tshuva ba'achris hayomim, memela, we can do tshuva today as well. So the befoal creates the tzivui. And that's Azoyat Geshrayv Der Maharal. The Avos HaTshuva, besides being a kiyum of the mitzvah of tshuva la'atzma, it's megala and mamzi, it's revealing the high madrega of tshuva in the world, that there has to be tshuva b'achos, it was this great madrega of tshuva b'achos hayomim. And that enables the tzivui of tshuva now. Is that something? So the befoal of tshuva is part of the horah of tshuva. The very fact that tshuva can be actualized, can be done, will be done in the future, that allows for the horah, for the commandment of tshuva now. So the befoal contains with it the horah, the teaching, the psak. Ah. And now we can understand the words of Chachamim who say that it's not enough for Balei Tshuva, that they're accepted, but we even call them Rebbe. Because Be'emes, Tshuva is special in that other mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim don't give you a Torah of Rebbe. All they are is Kiyum. But Tshuva, my Rabbi, most beloved and sweetest friends, Ala Treren from Tshuva, Ala Krechtsen, all of the tears of Tshuva, and all of the sighs of Tshuva, and the groans, besides the Kiyum HaMitzvah, they are also mitzdaref to opening up the world of opening up a Pesach of Tshuva in the world. And therefore, Balei Tshuva are shaykh to the Torah Rebbe. That since we explained that the word of Tshuva is that you have Maisa together with Hora, that encapsulated within the Maisa is also the Hora, the teaching. Because the Maisa of Tshuva enables the Hora. So Mimelu, whenever I do a Maisa Tshuva, there's also going to be a Hora. There's a teaching here. There's a tzivui here. There's an example here. There's an opening up of Tshuva into the world. Because every Maisa contains with it the Psak that you have to do Tshuva. That's what enables the Psak. So when I do Tshuva, the Maisa, I'm bringing in the possibility of the possibility of Tshuva in the world, the Psak of Tshuva in the world, the Chiyuv, the Mitzvah of Tshuva in the world. I'm opening up the Pesach for Tshuva. So when I do Tshuva, I become a Rebbe. Because what's a Rebbe? A Rebbe's a Posek, a Rav. The Maisa of Tshuva is connected to the Tzivui of Tshuva, which is the job of the Rav, the Pasuk in the Halacha. This is Nisht Normal, my Rabbi say. Ah! And now, Magai Tzurik Tzuanai. We go back to the very beginning, as Rav Hutner is wont to do. Also, Rav Hutner has his Mahalach of Machshava that we see again and again, trying to get a Derech Halimut from this Gaon HaGadol. That we have two dinim. Well, first of all, he always asks, why dafka this? Why dafka this mitzvah? Why dafka by this pasuk? Why dafka by this inyan? So we had the din of, we had two dinim of uprooting the past, tshuvas mikoach charata, and uprooting my mitzvahs and my simtovim is because they fizzle out. Not out to the charata, just they have no more sustenance. And we saw this especially in Avakamas, all by tshuva, because the necessity of tshuva. We see tshuva is different than all other mitzvahs, in that tshuva, it's only the necessity that creates the possibility. We see that only by tshuva one is called Rebbe, because the maisa is part of the teaching. The maisa enables for the teaching. And now we go back to the beginning. Mufkedesi aslicha biyado shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mirosh Hashanah ad Yom HaKippur. Slicha is deposited in the hand of God from Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur. That this inyan of pikadon is megale, the yachas of the inyan of tshuva to the matan koach habechira. It was explained that if one would have complete free will without leaving over a little necessity of good, there would be no room for Avodas HaTshuva. Because the Shivui Mishko, the equal scales of Tov and Ra, would not enable us to uproot the past, just like one cannot uproot with Charata. One cannot uproot the past of good. There's a different mahalach, so too with charata, one wouldn't be able to uproot the bad. There's just this rav chesed that God tips the scales that we're necessarily going to do good in the future. And that brings to the MS. That the MS that God looks into the future and says, yeah, you're definitely going to, the past is in the future, is in the present. And it's only because there's a shiur in the Cheres HaBechira that we're tipping in the scales of good, that we don't really have free choice in the end, we're going to have to do good. That's what gives parnasa to the avod of tshuva. Now the Kedushas Hazman of the Moed of Rosh Hashanah is Kedushas Koach HaBechira. So we learned in a previous maimer, Rosh Hashanah is the creation of man, and man's a bocher. The Kedusha of the Zman of Yom Kippur is Kedusha Satshuva. And therefore, since the Koach of Tshuva is leaving over Matan HaBechira, it's not absolute Bechira, it emerges then that the Slicha of the Moed of Yom Kippur is Mufkad in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Moed of Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is the Yom of Bechira, but it's not complete Bechira, because in the end, good is going to prevail, Tshuva is going to be done, and that enables the Kapara. So therefore, from Rosh Hashanah, which is the time of Bechira, but not absolute Bechira, until Yom Kippur, Slicha is Mufkad B'yad Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki imcha haslicha leman tivarei. Because with you is slicha, in order that we should fear. Mufkedes yaslicha biyado shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like it says in the Yalkut Rav Acha, Merosh Hashanah ve'ad Yom HaKippurim. Dafka this period, because that's the period of shiur bebechira. Rosh Hashanah is bechira time. But there's a little leftover Bechira that we don't have Bechira. And Memela, from then until Yom Kippur, which is the time of Kapara, of Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch was holding on to this Slicha in order to bestow it upon his Jewish people. This was so geschmack, so gewaldig. I thank you, beloved friends, for joining me. And we should all be Zocha Lilmod Ulelame Lishma Velasos. Well, the time is called Divrei Salmud Torah, so be ahavo. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.